Well, I had already thought that that vaccines were the cause of it, and I pretty much assumed that the spirits were going to just confirm what I believed, that it was just the vaccines. But what they told me was completely different, that the vaccine, the one vaccine in particular, the MMR vaccine, was a component of the cause of autism, but there was something else that everyone's been missing.
Tell us what it is.
I don't know if you want me to go into that right away here.
Absolutely.
But, okay,
yeah, let's get right to it.
Okay, so, you know, I, of course, didn't really buy this at first, but they said that, first of all, that the soil is very contaminated in the Nevada area, and it's coming from the creation of military weapons. And I said, what kind of weapons? Nuclear weapons? And they said, no. It's basically, they pointed us back to that area that we had driven through and said that it's a biodegraded weapon that has chemicals added to it that's in the form of a dust that they're manufacturing in an underground facility. Can I say the city?
Sure, yeah.
In Hawthorne, Nevada, which is an Army depot, but that it's getting out this dust that they're creating, biological warfare, is getting out into the ventilation system, and the wind is taking it across the country, combining in the child's body with the MMR, causing what they're calling autism, which is basically contamination. They compared it to being mummified.
So the suggestion as you develop it over time is that there is some kind of underground facility at Hawthorne, mm-hmm, where this stuff was developed and that it somehow escaped.
Yeah, and it is continuing. It started in 1996, according to the readings, and it's continuing to this day.
You didn't know much about Hawthorne at the time, right?
No, nothing. I'm a mom. Right, well, I don't know anything about any of this stuff, or I didn't, I should say.
Tell us about Hawthorne now. Tell us what you've learned and the things that you can prove that sort of go along with what the medium and what these spirits were telling you.
Well, I didn't even know what the name of the city was, actually, until I talked to a friend of mine and told her what she has a son with autism as well. And I said, what do you think about all this? Do you think there could be something going on in this underground facility? And she said, and I described to her what the place looked like. There were igloo-looking bunkers all over the sides of the road and stuff. And she says, oh, Hawthorne, my parents live there. And so, long story short regarding her, she knows a lot of people that work at the base. And she snooped around a little for me and was at a function where there were a lot of people that retired from there or still work there. And one of them said to her that his wife recently worked there and had to wear a biohazard-type suit and be hosed off before she left work. And in the readings, they said to us that it looks like they're working with bees, that they have a full headgear and plastic suit on to protect themselves from this stuff that they're making.
And do you know what it was that they're making?
I asked about it specifically, and I asked, you know, I was researching it after they told me, looking up biological warfare in my spare time, and I asked if it was anthrax. And they said it's a form of that, but it's primitive. They basically said that it's something that biodegrades, that they add chemicals to it, and it's made into a fine dust, and it's made to drop from the air onto our enemies and make it look like they died of natural causes.